Welcome to Health Matters. This is Dr. Janine. Today we are talking all about back pain. We're talking hyperthyroidism. We're also talking about the health benefits of maca and maca root, which is amazing. We will be talking about where your body may be holding some body fat and what that means in terms of what's happening with your metabolism and your hormones as well. And I'm going to be sharing my favorite recipe for this time of year. This is an immune shot. Fantastic, something you can do at any time during the day. I like to do it first thing in the day or sometimes right before bed just to give your immune system that boost. So I'm going to be sharing that recipe. I want to say hello to everybody who's tuning in. Francis, hello, nice to see you. Ayla Khan, nice to see you. Little Mama, hello. Keith is here as well. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in. We are live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok as well. It's great to have you all here for the show. So it's going to be a great show today. Don't forget, we do have our quiz section coming up, so don't go anywhere. This week we're playing for the VitaTree turmeric curcumin vegan joint formulation, and we want to thank our wonderful sponsors at VitaTree for allowing this program to be possible. So this is what you're playing for. Remember, you don't have to answer the questions correctly. All you have to do is do your best to answer those questions, and then you will be put into the big vat, like I call it, the random selector, to choose our winner. I want to congratulate last week's winner, Jolene066 from TikTok was our winner of the VitaTree Thyroid Support. So please make sure when you are chosen as our winner that everybody is following Team Dr. J9, especially if you're on Instagram, if you're on TikTok, please follow Team Dr. J9. That is the account to follow so that we can reach out to you when you are lucky winner. So congratulations, and don't go anywhere because remember that quiz section is coming up. Okay, let's start with back pain. So back pain has a lot of different causes, some of which you may have never heard about. We think it's because it's the aches, the pains, it's getting older. Well, one of the causes is related to your hydration status, and your body makes its own water. The great thing about the water that your body makes is that it is depleted in deuterium, and deuterium is something that I've talked about in other episodes. This is something that is really important in terms of our overall mitochondrial health. But when our body isn't making enough water, and certain foods will help us to make more of that deuterium depleted water than others, can you guess which ones are the not so good ones? Well, the carbohydrates will make less of that deuterium depleted water as compared to eating healthy fats. And that's why keto is so remarkable for getting people out of pain, out of inflammation for so many people, because they're actually upping, maybe they didn't have enough healthy fats in their diet to begin with, upping those fats is really helpful for that anti-inflammatory effect, but now your body is actually making more of that deuterium depleted water, helping with the hydration. When we look at the spine, we think about, yes, that hydration in the discs of the spine, really important that you've got enough of that water internally. Of course, drinking enough water is important as well, so maybe everybody should take a sip right now. Important to be drinking your water. Lack of sunlight can be another cause of chronic back pain if you're not grounded. So you're not getting out onto the earth in terms of having your feet on the earth and connecting with the earth. Really important that you're grounded. EMF exposure as well. So this is a big thing. We have a lot of EMFs in our environment, from our cell phones, from our, you know, when we're talking about Wi-Fi, and anything basically that's plugged into the wall is emitting these frequencies that our body doesn't always do a good job at dealing with. And one of those mechanisms is called the voltage-gated calcium channels. And what happens is that too much calcium floods into our cells, wreaks havoc on our cellular metabolism, and can cause a lot of pain and inflammation. That's one of the reasons why grounding is so important, because it helps to mitigate all of that inflammation that is happening. Now, one of the tests that you can ask your doctor for, and that's not something that is always tested in your routine blood work, is called the highly sensitive CRP. And that is a marker for inflammation in the body. It's not the regular CRP. That's something that definitely the next time you have some blood work done, make sure that you're asking your doctor for that highly sensitive CRP. And if that number is, you know, anything above 1-2, that is showing that you've got some chronic inflammation. And that's quite likely one of the reasons, of course, that you have some chronic back pain, But don't go anywhere because, of course, I have my tips. So tip number one for chronic back pain, of course, is to follow what I call Mother Nature's prescription. And what is that? That's getting outside into natural sunlight, especially first thing in the morning, really, really important for your overall health. And to ensure that you're getting those right types of frequencies of light into your body, onto your skin, into your eyes. So naked eyes, don't be wearing sunglasses or glasses or contacts. If you can help it, get some of that natural light in the morning as the sun is rising onto your skin, into your body. That will go a long way at decreasing the overall inflammation in your body. Helps to entrain your circadian rhythms, which is really important as well for chronic inflammation. And you're bringing now those electrons from the earth into your body, which is so important in terms of that grounding aspect to allow for all of those electrons to come in, and that will counteract. And this is proven in the research that those electrons from the earth actually counteract that inflammation in the body. So nature's prescription, sunlight, of course, as well as fresh air, getting outside, getting connected with the earth. Okay, tip number two for chronic back pain is to lower your EMF exposure. I mean, it goes without saying, all of those EMFs around you. So what can you do? What's practical? Well, your devices, for instance, you can put on airplane mode. One simple tip that you can do when you're not expecting or making a phone call is to put your devices on airplane mode. You also want to limit your blue light exposure. So by wearing, and that's why I always have my blue light blocking glasses, I wear these all day. I'm not on camera, you know, I don't have them on when I'm on camera right now, but those blue light blocking glasses, absolutely essential, especially after the sun has set. When we talk about circadian rhythms and inflammation, after the sun has set later in the day, you have to block that blue light. And magnesium. So this is my favorite mineral. It helps to block from too much of that calcium again flooding into the cells, which is really important. And that's one of the things that you can definitely do. And finding the right type of magnesium, something that I just posted on my TikTok this morning, is very important and something that, you know, I prefer the magnesium bisglycinate. Again, if you always want more information, we always put description into our, and the links in our descriptions on our YouTube videos, so you can always find, you know, some of the things that I talk about in the midst of the shows. Okay, another tip for back pain. This is tip number four. Using natural inflammatories. So yes, we do have access. Mother Nature has given us so many natural anti-inflammatories to help with chronic back pain. One of them is curcumin, which I love, and studies have shown that up against, you know, some of even the conventional things that are given and medications that are given for chronic pain, curcumin actually has done better in terms of having that anti-inflammatory and a pain-killing effect. So amazing, amazing. I love my curcumin. We're going to be doing a recipe with it in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. Great for the immune system, but great for, of course, our inflammation as well. As well as MSM, fantastic for the joints, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate, very important as well, having that anti-inflammatory effect, really feeding the joints, the cartilage, the fascia, with those specific nutrients that it needs, so to get you out of that pain and inflammation. And of course, not all glucosamines, chondroitins, MSMs are created equally. You always want to look for something that doesn't have fillers, doesn't have magnesium stearate. And some of the things that I educate people about in terms of, you know, things to avoid in vitamins and in supplements that will negate some of the benefits of taking some of those key core nutrients for your joints and for your pain, because they counteract and they dilute the efficacy of those raw materials. So you really have to watch what you are ingesting, read the fine print on your labels. Okay, tip number five for back pain is to exercise. And tip number six is certain types of exercise, which is yoga, Pilates, fantastic for chronic back pain. You've got to stretch it out. Yes, you have to strengthen the muscles. Sometimes we have pain because our muscles are weak. But one of my favorite postures is called pigeon pose. And this is something that you can see here if you're watching on YouTube. Really, it's a struggle, and it doesn't have to go to this extent, you know, that we're seeing here. But doing this posture, you can actually do it standing as well. Okay, can the camera follow me? So I'm gonna show you really quickly. Camera, hello. I'm gonna stand up and show you really quickly how you can do this even in the midst of a busy day. So I can do it seated. You can do your pigeon pose. Let me just come to the... Everybody can see me? Okay. So what you can do if you're sitting at your desk, and if you can, hopefully you have the flexibility. I'm quite flexible. Not everybody can do this, but maybe this is, you know, point one is just trying to get your leg up. But doing this to really stretch out what's happening in your IT bands on the side. This is a partial sitting pigeon pose. You don't have to get down on a yoga mat and get all dressed up and do yoga to be able to experience the benefits. This will do wonders for your low back. You can do the standing. So you're taking your break, you're going outside for your little sunlight break during the day, as I've talked about in other shows and episodes. You can do the pigeon pose. Look, I've got big, I don't know if you can see my heels here, but I have my high heels on. You can do this with any type of footwear. Just be careful if you've got the stilettos on like I do today. And you can do your pigeon pose standing as well, and you can really bend into it and really stretch out that IT band. This will do wonders if you've got sciatica, any type of back pain. Do this a couple times during the day, even if you have a long work day, you're, you know, in classes and school. This is gonna do wonders for especially your low back, that sciatica, but really helps with alleviating all of that tension that can build up in the legs. Okay, I wanna hear how many people do pigeon pose. I wanna hear how that's, if that's something that you all enjoy and you love to do. Thank you. Hello, Sarah in Ontario, nice to see you. And Keith Brown has jokes going about politicians on TikTok. I love that. I probably agree with you there. Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. And anybody else is doing pigeon pose? I hope so. User 543, you've tried water fit and that is fantastic. Yes, so doing stretches in water, a great thing as well. You can do the pigeon pose in water as well. So that's a great tip. Thank you for sharing. So yeah, and okay, I see somebody, Pamela, you do the pigeon pose. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So everybody, I want you to try that, especially if you do have chronic back pain. Okay, tip number 7 for chronic back pain is to avoid the inflammatory things that you likely are eating in your diet. These are called the PUFAs, the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the unhealthy ones. So this is the refined canola oil, the vegetable oil. If you are ingesting these oils, they're very, very inflammatory. Please start to get them out of your diet. Eliminate them. I mean, I trashed them all from my house. I never purchased them again. Yes, if you're eating out, quite likely they're always using these inexpensive oils and the vegetable oils. You can't always get around it, but choosing where you eat and what you eat is going to have a big difference if you do have this chronic pain. As well as incorporating more healthy fats. And that's something that you can definitely do. So things like avocado oil for cooking, olive oil as well, using and eating more avocados. Those healthy fats really do have an important anti-inflammatory effect, but also remember, they help your body to make more of that deuterium depleted water. So it goes back to point one in that hydration, making sure that you are maintaining your hydration. Okay, tip number 8 for back pain is to detoxify your body. So get those toxins out of your body, doing a full body detox. I'm all about that with herbal medicines, doing that 3-4 times a year. Really, really important for your overall health. And who started with me? Because I mentioned it last week. So started yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. Started the full body detox. I put it in the comments if you started your detox as well. And tip number 9 is that mind-body connection. So I often like to talk about, okay, how do our emotions, how does what's going on in our mental status have an effect on what's going on with our physical body? This is a big one for chronic back pain, especially low back pain. Is related to the second chakra, and this can have issues with relationships. This is the area of finances. So if you're struggling or you have too much finances, I don't know if that's ever a bad thing, but if there's struggle with finances, struggle with relationships with other people, you can manifest pain and inflammation in the low back, something to think about. And of course, dealing with those relationships or your ability to, you know, have resolve over, you know, relationship issues is going to go a long way to actually solve that back pain. Okay, if you get mid-back pain, this has to do with, on the mind-body connection, with supporting yourself and being able to have a healthy support structure around you. So whatever that means for you, that mid-back pain can be related to your support and how you feel supported, very important. And upper back. So upper back, if you tend to have rounded shoulders, this can be related to, you know, hiding your true self. It can be related to feelings of shame and being proud. So when you have your shoulders upright and back, you're proud in a good way. I'm not saying in a haughty type of way, but in a good way. This is how we present ourselves. And you can tell, this is why body language for people is so important. We have to be able to relate to one another, and being, you know, happy, healthy, and proud of who you are as a person is important. If you're like this and you get a lot of pain here, that can be related to, you know, some things being out of balance in that department. So I hope that sheds some light for you. I hope that that helps you, because it's not always just about, you know, what we do in terms of diet and exercise or lack of those things. It has a lot to do with that mind-body connection as well, especially if it's a chronic issue that keeps coming back with your back pain. Okay, let's move on to the thyroid. So I had so many questions on hyperthyroid. Yes, I did a post that went viral and it was all about hypo, so underfunctioning thyroid, but so many of you had questions about overactive thyroid and what to do about it. So I'm going to share some of my protocols and some of the best things that proven in the research and in the science that actually help naturally to help to calm down that hyperactive thyroid. So some of the symptoms, you know, if you've gone through this, whether it's the sweating, you get hot very easily, you could have a more rapid heartbeat, you've lost some weight, and there could be appetite changes as well, a lot of irritability. Your body is basically on overdrive. You can't sleep. Your hair could be falling out, your bowels are too overactive as well. You could have some diarrhea, as well as shaking in your hands. So your nervous system is over exuberant as well. Your eyeballs, so exophthalmos, which is when the eyeballs can start to protrude. And there could be some swelling, of course, a goiter in the thyroid gland. Now, some of the causes, some of which you may not have heard of, because do they really know the cause of hyperthyroidism? Usually they're going to say, oh, it's in your family, it's genetic, it's whatever. Some of the big causes that people don't talk about is our EMF exposure. So it's all of our technology. Think about this. And why is hypothyroidism running rampant these days? It's because of all of our artificial devices that we have. So like I said earlier, one of the easiest things that you can do is limit your exposure and first know what your exposures are. I have other videos on where those exposures are if you're not even aware of where you're getting irradiated by the EMFs, but this can be something that you definitely have a positive impact on by eliminating some of those causes and sources of EMFs in your environment. Lack of sunlight. So getting natural sunlight, especially the red, the infrared, the near infrared rays of the sun are very, very healing and reparative to the thyroid gland. If you have too much blue light exposure all day, artificial light, that is really messing up the thyroid, either to go low thyroid or hyper especially. So that blue light, a lot of people, what I do recommend is actually covering. It's easier as a Canadian here in the Canadian cold winters to cover up the throat area. But even often on my computer, I'll sort of pull up whatever shirt I am wearing to try to cover. Now, ideally, there's special materials that you can use to help to block some of that blue light, but just covering up so that you don't have a lot of that blue light exposure, especially if you're on a computer, a device all day, really important to protect that thyroid. So that's something that easy that you can do. And of course, not being grounded. So if you're never counteracting those EMFs and the, you know, they're called non-native or man-made EMFs in your environment, because you wear shoes all day, like most of us do, and they're not natural soled, then you're not grounded. So getting out with your bare feet on the earth is going to do wonders in terms of being able to help with your grounding and your hyperthyroid. Okay, so here's my tips for hyperthyroid. Number one, limit your EMF exposure. So please check out my other videos all about EMFs. One of the things that we talked about, putting your phone on airplane mode. Another thing, if you need to talk on the cell phone, one of the worst places to take a call is in your automobile, in your car. It's one of the worst places, because now that cell phone signal is coming into a device that's all metallic and you're basically irradiating yourself as you're talking on your cell phone in your car. Try to get, if you have to talk on a cell phone, keep your cell phone away from your body. Get to a place where you can get grounded, maybe take your shoes off. I know this sounds crazy for people that are just thinking for watching, like, what is she talking about? But for people who have and spend a lot of time on their cell phones, this can be life-changing, especially if you have hyperthyroidism. So get grounded if you can. There are grounding mats as well that you can have in your office and things, but get grounded if you need to talk on your cell phone. It's funny because my kids, my husband, they can never reach me because number one, my phone is either off, and number two, I don't have it on. It's on airplane mode. You can't reach me. So it can be a challenge, but don't worry, your family will get used to it. Okay, tip number two for hyperthyroidism, follow Mother Nature's prescriptions, something that I talk a lot in my videos about. So grounding. Very simple to do. You don't have to do it for long, but you should be doing it every single day. Getting natural sunlight, especially in the morning. If you can't get out and bask in the sun in the early morning sunlight, at least open your windows and get some of that natural ray of sun into your environment. If you're driving to work, driving to school, open up your windows. That is really important for that sunlight exposure. And you want to get that sunlight exposure at different times of the day. It's something that I talk about, again, in the morning, at noontime, really important, and in the evening as the sun is setting is really important as well. Tip number three, fix your leptin resistance. So leptin is something that is very compromising to your hormonal balance. If you don't know what it is, please, this is the starting point. You've got to go to my other videos about fixing your leptin resistance. Really, really important for hyperthyroid. Tip number four, do regular detox. Really, really important. Again, get those toxins out of your body for that hyperthyroid. Tip number five, you want to focus in on something that you've probably never heard of before for hyperthyroid, more seafood. So all the minerals that are naturally contained in seafood, so iodine, yes, your thyroid still needs some iodine. This was the treatment of choice before we had certain medications for slowing down hyperthyroidism, was to give the body more iodine. So seafood has iodine, it has magnesium, it has zinc, it has DHA, it has all of the essential nutrients that you need for healthy thyroid function and to balance things out. So seafood, increase the seafood in your diet. Tip number six is, of course, to make sure that you're getting certain supplements. So there are certain supplements now that have been proven in the research with, and L-carnitine is the first one that I'll mention. This was a double-blind study that was done for hyperthyroidism and help to actually reverse and prevent the symptoms of hyperthyroidism. So, and this was really important for bone mineralization as well by taking L-carnitine. If you don't know what that is, it's an amino acid. A lot of bodybuilders take L-carnitine for muscle growth and muscle repair. So that's something that you can look into. And I promise that we'll share the link to that double-blind study in the YouTube video if you want more information about that. Another important mineral that is in the seafood, but often we need to take more to counteract, and this is your protection from your EMF exposure, this is magnesium. So it helps with those EMFs, but really, really important for your overall metabolism of your carbs, your fats, and your proteins. Selenium. So studies have shown that selenium is really helpful in terms of being able to protect and also ensure that proper thyroid function. Just eating a couple, so two Brazil nuts per day is going to give you enough selenium that you need to help to run that thyroid and to help with those symptoms of that recurrent hyperthyroidism as found in the study, as well as vitamin D3, really important. So optimizing your vitamin D3, especially going into, depending on where you live, going into the winter months, that's very important as well for proper thyroid function and your energy levels and the irritability. I mean, this is vitamin D3 is super important. That's why, again, that natural sunlight exposure whenever you can, getting that natural UV midday, very important for your thyroid. Another herbal medicine, lemon balm. It's called Melissa officinalis. Really important. It helps to calm down. So often it is tied up with another herbal medicine, which the research has shown is really helpful for hyperthyroidism. I'm going to get to in a second. That Melissa helps to calm down the nervous system. It calms down the thyroid. Really, really important. And zinc. So zinc, again, found in seafood, but sometimes you do need to supplement when you're deficient, is really important for normal thyroid function. Okay, we're talking about hyperthyroidism. If you're just tuning in, this is the Health Matters Show. It's so great to have you all here. I'm going through some of the protocol that I have for hyperthyroidism. Yes, proven in the literature, proven in the science, there are natural things that you can do to support your thyroid and its proper functioning when it is overactive with hyperthyroidism. I want to say hello quickly. Judy, nice to see you on TikTok. Marvitello, thank you, thank you. Yes, you're right. Sea moss does have a lot of those minerals. Thank you for tuning in. And don't go anywhere because we do have our quiz section coming up in just a few moments when we're playing for this prize today. Okay, tip number seven for hyperthyroid, fix your gut microbiome. One of the quickest things that you can do is actually to limit the grains that you're eating in your diet. Grains are not so helpful for when you've got autoimmunity, leaky gut syndrome. They compromise your gut function, and that's very much related to that hyperthyroidism, especially with the autoimmunity and Graves' disease. So you definitely want to limit the grains. You want to fix that microbiome. Eating healthy live foods is going to go a long way to get back to that healthy microbiome, which is so important. And the herbal medicine that has some great research out of Europe behind it, it's called Lycopis europaeus. So it's called bugleweed. And forgive my Latin pronunciation, but bugleweed has been approved by the German Commission E for use in mild hyperthyroidism. So it's considered, and based on the research, considered safe and to use it long term. Relatively few herbal medicines you ever hear that are, you know, allowed to be used long term, but this one absolutely helping to decrease the symptoms of hyperthyroidism, some of the nervousness, the irritability, and the way that it works and the mechanism that the bugleweed works is that it inhibits the conversion of the T4 to T3. So the activation of that thyroid hormone is inhibited, so it's slowed down so that you don't have as much T3. Usually people with hyperthyroidism, they have a very high T3 level. It also helps to inhibit the action of the TSH and also the thyroid stimulating antibodies. So often with Graves' disease, with hyperthyroidism, there's antibodies your body is attacking, and that's something that is also inhibited with the bugleweed. And it's helpful for symptoms such as palpitations, convulsions, helps to lower the heart rate because people, when they're overzealous with their hyperthyroidism, in terms of the overfunctioning, this is something that is going to have an effect, of course, on the heart rate and insomnia as well. So that hyperfunctioning can be brought back and normalized and balanced out with the bugleweed. And just, you know, touching on the study, this was done on 62 humans, so not on mice. This was a human study, and yes, a small study, but still found and it confirmed that the use of bugleweed had positive effects in the mild forms of hyperthyroidism without any adverse reactions. So that's the great thing as well. How many times do we hear about, you know, a pharmaceutical drug that doesn't have a whole list of adverse reactions? And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about whatever we can do naturally to help to support and bring back to balance into our body. And that's why you tuned in today to learn more about the hyperthyroidism. And of course, we can't have an episode and a protocol without the mind-body connection. So the thyroid gland, in terms of energy medicine, is related in this area of the body, of course. This is where the thyroid is. And with the mind-body connection, when your energy is stuck here, it has a lot to do with using your voice. So you heard me talk about this with hypothyroidism, underfunctioning thyroid. The same is true with hyperthyroid. So finding your voice, finding your truth, being able to speak your truth in a healthy and nurturing and loving way is really important. Sometimes I find, you know, people with hyper anything in their body that they can be a little bit too explosive. So just think about that for a second. With hyperthyroidism, sometimes you got to dial it back a bit. Yes, speak your truth, but maybe you have to dial it back a bit and doing it in a health and healthy way to, of course, express your emotions. Now, a lot of people with hyperthyroidism don't express at all, and then it comes out as a big explosion. So that it's all about finding that balance and finding your voice with the hyperthyroidism. So I hope that that helps. I hope that that, you know, somebody who's tuned in today and you needed to hear that and you're struggling with hyperthyroidism, I hope that that helps you. Okay, so we are going to share our viewer spotlight now. So every week, and of course we do this show weekly on Tuesdays at this time, we will share some positive feedback that we've heard from our viewers here of the Health Matters show and some of my content. So this is from Love Fiercely, and this was shared on YouTube. And Love Fiercely said, "Doctor, thank you for caring. May you have great health for being a service to those you serve. I appreciate those who actually care for healthcare, true care bears." So I love that. Thank you so much, Love Fiercely, for sharing that positive feedback. And I love to hear from all of you. So continue to comment and, you know, share all of that great feedback. And a lot of you have really, you know, been able to share with me, which is so heartwarming, all the positive benefits that you've been able to experience with, you know, learning something from the content that I share. And it's not just me, it's my whole team. And we thank you for all of that greatness that you are able to share with us. So I want to say, yes, we still have our quiz section coming up. I'm going to talk a little bit about maca, which is another fantastic herbal medicine, which I love, and what your body fat and where it's at is saying about you. Then I'm going to share that my great immune recipe as well. We're going to get to that in just a second. So don't go anywhere because this is something that's great for your immune system. And hello to everybody on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thank you for sharing today's live as well. It's always great when you do that. And I love to see when people are sharing and you love what you're seeing. Okay, let's talk really quickly about maca. Now, maca is